Out front, I'm King David McKenzie. United States federal authorities claim homophobic Jamaican reggae star Buju Banton attempted to buy cocaine from an undercover officer in Florida last week. Banton, whose real name is Mark Anthony Myrie, has been in U.S. federal custody in Miami since last Thursday. He faces a charge of conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute more than 5 kilograms of cocaine. According to court documents, Banton and two others contacted a police informant last week about buying cocaine in Sarasota. Drug Enforcement Administration agents say Banton negotiated the purchase and was observed inspecting cocaine offered by the undercover officer. The other men were arrested Thursday when they allegedly attempted to buy the drugs. Meanwhile, the Los Angeles Gay and Lesbian Center and the Gay and Lesbian Alliance Against Defamation, the U.S. Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Media Advocacy and Anti-Defamation Organization, are welcoming the decision by Jamaican performance artist Stacey Ann Chin to speak out about Banton's Best Reggae Album Grammy nomination. Banton has a long history of advocating the murder of homosexual and bisexual people. For example, in Banton's 1988 song entitled Boom Boom Bye, Banton uses a homophobic slur and chants that, slur deleted, have to die, and he will shoot them in the head or burn them. He continues to sing this song at his concerts today and has repeatedly failed to acknowledge his prior commitments to denounce violent homophobic lyrics. In October 2009, Banton was quoted in news reports as saying, quote, "This is a fight, and as I said in one of my songs, there is no end to the war between me and slur deleted, and it's clear." Chin responds, "I know firsthand about the struggles that gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people encounter not only in Jamaica, but around the world. Buju Banton's Grammy nomination provides an important opportunity for growth and transformation. We must, as a society, move beyond our differences. I challenge Banton to live up to his past assertions that he has changed and call for greater education and understanding about the harms of promoting brutal anti-gay lyrics." End quote. Out front, at baronofarizona@gmail.com, I'm King David McKenzie.